One Man Family, winner of 46 National Awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 14, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. One dime. One nickel. That's all it takes. Takes for what? Well, it takes just 15 cents to learn how X-Lax can help you toward your normal regularity. 15 cents is the price of the introductory size.
You know, I've heard about X-Lax since I was a kid. Never got around to trying it somehow.
Well, you should. X-Lax is America's largest selling laxative. It's the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You just take pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax at bedtime. It will not disturb your sleep. And it's so effective that the next morning you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. So, when your system is irregular and you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take X-Lax. Take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Remember, the introductory size costs just one dime and one nickel. Just 15 cents. Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Today, the strange case of Consider Martin. Miss Penelope Lacey, who is living temporarily with her grandparents in the family home, comes down to breakfast at 8:15 on a cold, bright January morning to be greeted by Grandfather Barber.
Good morning, Grandfather.
Oh, yes, Penelope. Your grandmother said that she... sit down. Here's fruit juice with coffee in the carafe. Said she'll be back in a moment. She's over at Jones. Here you are.
Thanks.
I suppose you heard the noise last night?
There was a certain amount of motion.
I've never known such a night. Doors opening and closing, people tiptoeing, phones ringing, special delivery letter. Yes, after they finally went over to Jones, Hank and Pinky didn't come home at all.
What happened at Jones?
Huh? Didn't you know? They carted Consider Martin off to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Took him to the hospital at 3 o'clock this morning. Yes, yes, couldn't wake him up, so they sent for an ambulance. Had two doctors baffled, the last I heard.
Pardon?
Pulse good, respiration good, reflexes excellent, but sometime in the early evening, he fell forward on his bed crosswise in a full-dress suit, limp as a rag doll.
No, that's terrible.
Yes. Hank examined him, couldn't find anything wrong, got another doctor, puzzled him. Finally carried him off to the hospital, and the boy stayed with him all night. Yes. Pinky is afraid that Consider's going to slip away before he can apologize.
Oh, how awful. I want to see him myself.
Henry, Joan wants to know if you'll come and...
Oh, Penelope.
Good morning, Grandmother.
Are you getting enough to eat, dear?
This is all I want, juice and coffee. How is...
What did you stop to say about Joan?
Joan wants to know if you'll stay with the children for a while this morning. Zeppelin has to do the weekend shopping, and Joan's going to the hospital to relieve Pinky.
Yes, I'll get ready at once. Excuse me.
What's the latest, Grandmother?
Hank will be here shortly. He can tell you better than I. Apparently, the doctors can't find anything physically wrong.
Has Hank been there all night, too?
Oh, yes, both boys. I think I'll...
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pour it. Have you had breakfast?
I wasn't hungry.
Yes, I'll be at Jones now. Oh, did anyone tell the doctors that Consider Martin continued to celebrate New Year's Eve long after everybody else had returned to sanity?
I'm sure Hank told them whatever was necessary.
80 years old, with a candle burning at both ends and in the middle as he leaps about in the spirit of the dance.
If anything happens, you'll be sorry you spoke this way.
Eh? Who's that?
Oh, hi, Grandfather.
Oh, Hank. Here. Here's a medical opinion.
Well, dear, have you had breakfast?
Oh, sure. All I want. Penny, how's the girl?
Well, sit down here.
Here. How was Mr. Martin?
Well, we've got one for the book. I'm going to write a paper on it.
But how is he?
He's perfect, but you can't wake him up.
Sleeping sickness.
Well, you're a layman, diagnosing at a distance. The truth is, we've given him every test we can manage, and he's all okay. Dr. Emery said maybe this is what happened to Rip Van Winkle.
Yes, for the same cause.
I thought you were going to Jones.
When Pinky comes in, tell him there's a special delivery letter for him from a Chinese named Toy Toy on the hall table.
I'll tell him, Henry.
Yes, see you later. I have to babysit with my great-grandchildren.
Pinky's pretty worried. Feels guilty, I guess.
I should think he might.
He said you could tell me about old Amos Martin. What's that story?
Amos Martin? Oh, it's a story they tell at family reunions. My side of the family is very long-lived. Amos waited until he was 70 to get married, lived to see his only daughter graduate from Radcliffe, and passed away in his sleep the day after his 100th birthday.
Brother, is that a record?
So, I'm not going to worry about consider. He's only in his 80s.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family. Looking for something different in radio entertainment? You'll find it on Monitor, NBC's big weekend radio service. For Monitor covers the globe with correspondents stationed on the spot to report exciting events as they happen. From the biggest news to the littlest known curiosities, Monitor takes you there. From the site of a diplomatic conference to the tender scene of a Chinatown wedding. From the big sports events of the season to a ride in a submarine deep under the North Atlantic. These were events in the colorful Monitor past. What's in the future? Everything from everywhere. Want to come along? Then just stay tuned all weekend, every weekend, to Monitor. And if you enjoy meeting important people, Monitor really fills the bill. You'll spend time with famous stars, statesmen, leading athletes, and prominent figures in the news. It's all part of the top variety of entertainment Monitor offers every weekend, beginning Friday night on most of these stations. Wherever you go this weekend, take a radio along and stay tuned to NBC's Monitor. Free Dove Perch. Keep your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. Half an hour later, Pinky comes into the family home the back way, and Penny, on her way downstairs, encounters him in the front hall.
Oh, Pinky, there's a special delivery letter for you.
Oh, hi, Penny.
It's there on the hall table from a Mr. Hoy Toy. Strikes me as a very interesting name.
Where? Oh, here it is.
How is Zizi?
I don't know, Penny. Golly, have I learned a lesson. I avoided him. You know, rather than sit down and explain how I felt, I avoided him.
He hasn't changed?
Nope. I gave him a bunch of tests, and he passed them. Sound asleep. That's the kind of a guy he is. Sound asleep, he's better than most people.
I'll stop at the hospital on my way in town. When he wakes up, he'll be glad to see flowers there.
Take roses. That's his favorite. When he goes out into town at night, he goes smelling of roses. It's his favorite cologne, rose water.
Oh, Piggy, he's going to be all right.
He gave me $1 million, you know, Penny? Most people wouldn't give me the back of their hands, but he gave me $1 million, which went through my fingers like hot air. I mean, where's Grandmother?
She went over to Jones to relieve Grandfather so he can come home and call his broker. Well, I'll run along.
It's good to have you here, Penny.
Well, it's good to be here. Oh, by the way, have you ever heard of a man named Lou Corrin? Louis X. Corrin?
No, why?
Well, if he ever phones asking for me, will you, vague it up?
Sure. Any special reason?
Yes, one very definite reason. I never want to see him again.
Huh?
Long, dull story. I'll tell you some rainy day.
Yes, Mrs. Kettleman. Where's my message?
It's on your desk, Grandfather. Excuse me, I'm on my way. Cheer up, Pinky. Bye, Grandfather.
Yes. Well, Pinky, any late report?
Nothing new, sir. Excuse me, I'm going to bed.
Would you mind waiting one moment while I place a telephone call? I'd like to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Here, come in. Sit down, my boy.
If I do, I'll fall asleep.
Yes. Hello, Peter. You call me? Oh, I never owned any Dripwell oil. Never in my life. Too speculative. Oh, no, no. I have none for sale. It's risen to what? Oh, you don't say. Discovered what? Is that so? No, no. I don't know where you got the idea, but I own none of it. Yes, very well. I'll be in to see you Monday. Good. Goodbye. Biggie? Biggie?
Huh?
Asleep on your feet. My boy, I want to tell you, if you are running short of funds, I...
Oh, no, thanks, sir. They're still selling some of my antiques. That keeps me going for car fares. Excuse me. I'm going to bed. If there's any news from the hospital, call me. Otherwise, I'm going to sleep until tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, yes. Good day. Yeah. Dripwell oil. Now, who was it had some of that? Here. Oh, special delivery. Oh, Pinky? Pinky, you left your letter. Pinky, don't you want to open your special delivery?
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Caught cold, listen.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
More people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For bromoquinine does more. Acts fast to relieve that stuffy, sneezy nose, body pain, fever, irregularity, the blue feeling, and the headache of your cold, too. Get more complete relief. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
You sneeze, you taste clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
But as Father Barber starts up the stairs, he's diverted by the ringing of the phone in the library.
Henry Barber speaking. Oh, yes, nurse. Well, I see. He went upstairs to go to bed.
I'm right here, Grandfather. Is it for me?
It's the clinic.
Oh, I'll take it. Hello? You do? Both doctors say so? Okay, I'll come right now. Excuse me, Grandfather. They want me at the hospital.
What's the report?
They just said hurry up.
Oh, yes. Here is your letter from Mr. Hoytor. You forgot to open it.
Thanks. I'll read it on the way.
Just call and let us know how he's doing.
I will. But if anything happens to CZ the way I feel, I'll just keep right on going.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware, directed by Carl Denis Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Thorson, and Mary Adams. In Chapter 15, Book 129, Call from Mr. Lewis X. Collins, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carl Denis Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.